As we walk this journey called life, we seek to find those things that bring joy to our existence. We want to embrace love, desire, and passion through healthy human connections. We want and need to discover meaning to the steps we take daily, the challenges of breaking barriers stir up our spirit as we prove our individual importance. The value of life is precious as we assist others to discover their way. The legacy of our being is found in the donations we make in those outside of ourselves. Success in this journey takes focus and commitment to winning. The victory is in not allowing fractured beliefs of the masses to impact the rules we have made work for ourselves. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. We come to you 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday at 8:30 Eastern Time. We have a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. It is time that we speak for ourselves so that others completely understand the direction we want our country to go in. No longer can we sit on the sidelines and allow others to select our direction. It is time for people of color to use the internet to make sure their voices are heard beyond a couple of streets. Our thoughts and needs and desires need to be heard around the world. And Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is that platform that you can be assured that your thoughts and feelings will be respected and heard without challenge. It is time for us to come together and make sure that we're not left behind. This is your host, James T. Deshaies, looking forward to have you call in to the show at 657-383-0309. 7 days a week, we want to be heard loud and clear.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We're on 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock West Coast Time, 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, and 5 p.m. West Coast Time. We want you to be here so your voice can be heard loud and clear. We're going to take a short break, and we'll come back and talk about some of the issues of the day. We want to talk about what's on your mind today. What's going on in your head about the week that just passed?
drumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Taking a deep breath, people, and I'm doing that because the world has a long, long way to go. I started the show out, or I said, what's on your mind? So we're going to keep it at that, and I don't want to suggest where anybody should go. I want you to be free to share your thoughts with us and to the audience and just talk about what's on your mind and where you think we are or where we ought to go. This is Easter Sunday. And we just need to know, G, what's on your mind?
Well, good evening, James. Good evening, everybody. Happy Easter. Thank you, James, for the option to talk about the obvious or not to talk about. And, you know, I'm kind of exercising. Actually, I'm kind of exercising the will of not to think about or talk about. I've been kind of dealing with that for the past 2 days since Friday. And know that I say I've been dealing with that. Because it's kind of easy to fall back into the obvious turmoil and chaos. And I was kind of dealing with the issue of learning how to stay positive. Learning how to stay positive amidst of all the negative that surround us. How easy it is to go to church on Sunday, go to Bible class on Wednesday, get filled with the good word of God Almighty and filled with the Spirit and all. And then how easy it is after a couple of days to fall back into the norm of negativity or having to deal with the obvious. So I've been doing a lot of searching around on how to really kind of stay on the plateau of being positive minded. And all the experts involved speak about how it ain't easy. It's not an easy job to stay positive because of the world that we live in. Even at birth, once we are born into the world, it's survival of the fittest. So it's not an easy thing to stay positive. But you know, I'm aware of what's going on. You know, I'm from the older school, and it's not a pretty picture. But I want to say that I've learned, because I am from the older school, I've learned to give God his due. And he going to get his due anyway. But I have to learn to accept his power of being all in control of everything. See, if I don't do that, then I want to try to fix stuff. I want to try to convince people to think like I think. And I've been told numerous of times, I'm just not like you. And so in this life journey, I have to just come to accept that. I kind of feel that I'm in the elite class, if you will, because I know how to involve. I do now. I know how to involve or not to get involved. And so that's where I am today. I'm practicing on not getting involved, but I'm tuning in to your show still because I really enjoy it. Thank you, James.
All right. You know, we have to deal with issues that sometimes we don't want to deal with, and we have to be prepared and ready to focus on the things that will make life better, and we have to live our life the way we see fit to live it and allow other people to do what it is they do while we do what we do and try to influence the number of people we can. But we have to realize, too, that life is short, and we have to be as involved as we possibly can before the unforeseen might happen. How are you doing this evening, Cassie?
Good afternoon. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you guys for asking. Happy Resurrection Day.
Yeah, Cassie, what's on your mind today?
Well, the Lord is on my mind always. We could do some praise and worship. You can sing, you can play some praise songs. We just got to be thankful. That's where I'm at, being thankful for where we are. We didn't have to wake up this morning, but the Lord saw fit that we were able to wake up. We breathing, we walking around. You know, it's just, to me, it's a beautiful day today. And I'm not complaining about nothing. It doesn't matter what else is going on. I ain't complaining about nothing. I'm praising my way through everything. So put on some praise music, James, and let's praise our way through this day.
Kathy, you know, you were able to put a smile on where there's despair, and I appreciate that. And we know we need people like you when things get rough and things get crazy. We need a person who is committed to loving the Lord and seeing the bright side no matter what. And we have to be able to do that. You know, I wish they were, you know, the lines were filled with a lot of other people, so I wouldn't have to say what's on my mind. But it is just disheartening. You know, technology brings us very close. I don't think Dee, you and I and Cassie and Regina and Audre and Joyce and so many others could be as close as we are without the technology that we have. But somebody's always going to figure out a way to use technology in a way it was not meant to be used. Excuse me. In a way that it was not meant to be used. And I spent most of my day relaxing and trying to get over the long day at work I had yesterday. And I just never conceived that I would get on the internet and get on Facebook and be inundated by somebody using the internet or using a Facebook Live in such a despicable manner. And we just have to, just like Cassie said, we just have to find a time that we pray all, you know, for a period of time every day. And be committed to prayer, because there are so many people out there who need it. There are so many people out there with their heads just filled with evil, filled with destruction. And we never know when we're going to run into those people. And I just have to share, you know, and I hope you're aware, and I don't know if you're aware or not, but in Cleveland, an African-American male, I don't know his age yet, used Facebook Live to do a murder on Facebook because a woman in his life did something he didn't like. Now, it hasn't been exposed what the woman did, but he said the woman's name on the Facebook Live several times before he actually shot and murdered a man, an African-American male, who was just walking down the street. And this person who perpetrated this horrific crime, name was Steve Stevenson. And I don't know yet if they've caught him, but it just shows that a technology that we use to communicate, we use to talk, we use to display our happiness, display our achievements, to try to make life better for the world, is now being used for some horrific thing. And there's just, you know, we don't know if we want to keep using the technology or do we want to keep moving forward, because we know that the good has to come with the bad. And no matter how we want good to come out of these awful experiences, it just tears your heart that a man, an old man in his last days, couldn't just simply walk down the street in peace, that somebody with the devil in them had to walk up on him and ask him a series of questions before pulling out a gun and shooting him in the head and displaying all of this on Facebook Live for everybody to see, and just destroy, you know, the lives of a lot of people. I mean, their evening is going to be marred by this event, this special event, and he did it especially and planned it to be done on Easter. And again, I just find it crazy that here we are, a group of five or six or seven individuals who are becoming closer and having the opportunity to impact the world with this new technology, but at the same time, people are using it for such evil. Dee, your thoughts on what I'm talking about, or what, you know, whatever you want to say. It is just, my heart is heavy right now, Dee, because I just don't, you know, as much as I use technology, as much as I look forward to the next, using the next achievements of man, I know that it's going to come with some depressing devil, somebody using it for evil. Your thoughts?
Yeah, James, one of the glories in obtaining older age is you get a chance to go through a lot. You get a chance to see a lot. And sometimes you get a chance to see things coming before they even happen. And I'm speaking of the growth of technology itself. You know, when I was a kid, my household was filled. We had a rotary phone, and the way technology has just jumped leaps and bounds. But you know what I like to do, being a man of my age and still feeling being blessed by the grace of God, I always like to bring up the children, you know, and the parenting and the lack thereof. Because a lot of times the parents are so preoccupied with whatever else. Most kids by the age of 9 or 10 got an iPhone of some sort. And when they can get the iPhone, they can get on the internet, and they can get on Facebook, and they can talk to persons way across the country, in Seattle, Washington, and they may live on the East Coast, and they involve themselves in all these social networks. You know, you don't know who your kids are talking to, and you don't know what they're watching. and you don't know what they are exposing their young minds to. And, you know, Facebook, for one, when they implemented Facebook Live, they thought it was doing something that was going to kind of help the stock and give people a new option of technology to involve themselves in. But, you know, certain things you just don't want to come in your living room. You don't want your children to just know everything. That was one time this young guy, hung himself on Facebook. It was a Facebook Live. It wasn't called Live then. He just recorded it. And he hung himself. He put a belt or something around the doorknob, and he intentionally put pressure on it to strangulate himself. Well, people actually, they kind of recognized the guy because he was a regular on Facebook. And they contacted the authorities in that town, in that state and in that town. And about an hour or so, they caught up with who the person was. But by the time they got there, he was blue. And he was still on Facebook, blue as a bottle cap. But, you know, so my point is people got to do better. Get involved in your children's life. You don't want to see every anything because Facebook don't care. It's all about ratings, again. It's all about stock. It's all about keeping what you got, being number one. And in order to be number one in 2017, in order to be number one, you got to be on top of the game of sensationalism. It got to be sensational. If it's not sensational, it ain't going to sell. Used to be sex sales, but now sensationalism sells. And so that's where we are with real TV. And so, James, I feel your pain, buddy. But, you know, that's where we are. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a real sad thing that, you know, we have people who are so selfish and so self-absorbed that their life is about them, and they don't understand or appreciate not doing something to destroy the lives of others. If your life is all messed up, you know, and you are living in darkness, don't involve other people in your darkness. You know, have somebody help you find the light. But don't darken the world of others because the world and what you want is not going in your way. You know, I've had so many things in my life that have not gone my way. I mean, I would love to be involved in a strong, committed relationship. And I've had a number of relationships that I've wanted to last forever. But life happened. And I didn't get so down in the dumps that I wanted to hurt myself or I wanted to hurt anyone else. I just contributed to life. Life does not always go your way. And those of you who are out there hurting so much because someone left you or don't love you anymore, you need to get a grip. You don't always get what you want. And sometimes you have to concede that and move along. And now here we're dealing with something that's going to become national news, where a man who was just walking down the street minding his own business got caught up into the relationship of another person, and he has now lost his opportunity to live out the rest of his days. And, Kathy, how do we get people to understand that even though you want love to last and you want to always be happy, there are going to be down periods in your life that you just have to fight through and not look to destroy the lives of others because you're in pain?
Very good question, James. And unfortunately, I don't have the answer. All I can speak on is myself. And like you said, you just have to press through. You have to press through when you're going through, when you're feeling hopeless, and you have to seek out people that can encourage you, that can motivate you, that can walk with you during those times where you're feeling like that. I mean, you know, as for me, I know if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. But there is so many hopelessness people in the world, and people are just not believing in anything anymore. So I don't know what you guys were talking about, but I did go online and see something about some man killing somebody on Facebook Live. So I'm assuming that's what you guys are talking about. And you're talking about Facebook and how it could be for good and it can be for bad. And you know what? It is an unfortunate thing. And what we have to do as believers, we have to pray. We have to continue to pray. These things are going to happen because of sin. You know, there are people out here waiting to do things like that to capture attention of people so that people can get entangled in that and begin to get depressed, you know, to begin to get hopeless. But the devil is a liar. God is risen. He has risen. God has given us a second chance. You know, you don't have to be the victim. You can be the victor. You can get out of that stuff if you feel that you're in a situation or around somebody that has those psychotic thoughts or doing things, then you need to get far away from them as possible. You need to contact the authorities. You need to tell some people, reach out, move for a little while until you can get as far away from that person as possible. You know, what do they say, the bus runs by multiple times? I would have never knew that I was going to be married to who I'm married to because I had been in relationship, you know, several relationships where I thought that was the one, but it wasn't, you know. So, I mean, I cried a little bit, but I kept pushing because I knew that there was something better for me. So we as people, we have to know there's something better for us. If one don't work, then it's somebody else out there for you. You do not give up. Do not take someone's life because they do not want to. You know, we just got to pray. Pray continual prayer, And again, I think you need to pray worship songs on here, you know, because the spirit of sorrow trying to take over, the spirit of doubt and fear. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. We have joy. We have love. We have peace. You know, it's resting upon us, and that's what we're walking in each and every day, hoping for God to do great things in our lives. And even through this right here, I know something else is going to come out of that, you know. And that man, I don't know if they've caught him yet or whatever, but I just pray that the Lord will expose him to the police, that he would get caught, you know, and that he would serve his time and he would ask for forgiveness so that he won't go to hell and burn in hell.
All right, we're going to go to break, and we'll be right back.
Jesus, oh Jesus.
Shay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We're on 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock West Coast Time, and on the weekends, 8 p.m. on Saturdays, and 8 p.m. on Sundays, Eastern Time, and 5 p.m. West Coast Time. Guys, you know, we have not even really gotten over. You know, it has been less than 8 days when a man walked into an elementary school and shot his estranged wife and killed an innocent student and shot another student who's surviving and then killed himself. And now we have another African-American male who is somehow been disappointed by someone, and he decides to go out and shoot an elderly man on the street that he didn't know and broadcast it on Facebook Live. And I'm talking about this only because I am concerned that we need to spend time telling people that we understand that you are hurting, understand that life can be painful. We understand that things may not be going your way, but you should not be taking what is going wrong in your life out on innocent individuals. You have to find some way, you need to find someone who can let you know who God is so that you can get through your pain and through your hardship. We've all been unhappy. The life is, there is no way to avoid disappointment and unhappiness. I've shared with you all in the past that I lost both of my parents. Losing both of my parents is no reason for me to go into a great depression and then want to involve other people in my depression and hurt anybody. I thank God that my mother helped me to know who God is so that I was able to crawl out of my unhappiness and find joy in other parts of my life. Those of you who are out there hurting have to find happiness in other parts of your life and understand that no one person can be the source of your joy unless that person is Jesus Christ. You know, and my show is not supposed to be a religious show. It is supposed to be about secular issues, but we are believers, and these are these are the kind of issues we have to deal with, but because we are believers, our beliefs help us to get through it. And you guys out there who are listening, who are in a depressed state, and who see these things and start to think, this is what I want to do. You know, this very well may be a copycatter who wanted to just destroy somebody else's life by associating their name with the death of an innocent person. You know, this man may have hated his girlfriend so much for what she did that he wanted to forever have her name associated with murdering this innocent elderly man who was just walking down the street enjoying his life. And D, we have to find a way to intervene in these sick people's lives and help them to know that there's a tomorrow and they don't have to kill themselves or others as a result of their life being unhappy or them going into a depression. We have to see or be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel and work toward that light so that we don't keep involving other people in our hopelessness. What are your thoughts, Steve?
Yes. Well, James, you know, there is no easy answer. I want to thank Ms. Kathy for bringing some stability to the conversation and to the issue. when you speak of, we got to find a way to reach, and we got to find a way to help somebody understand how to accept the stepping stones in life, one stone at a time. When you go in through life and you go uphill in a battle of some kind, how do you get through it without letting the situation consume you? Well, James, you know, in my life, you all know the story of my life. And I tell you, man, when I was in rehab, I learned so much on not how to stay off drugs. Drugs were never, never my problem. Drugs was not my problem. Knowing how to live life was my problem, or not knowing how to live life properly. That was my problem. And so when I got to the crossroad of being hopeless and not knowing if I was going to be able to keep myself out of prison, because indulging in drugs make you do other things that's not of your character. And so I came to this bridge, this crossroad, if you will, and, you know, we hear all the time about you got to have faith. You got to have faith. You got to have faith. But sometimes to the person who don't know the definition other than what Webster says, what faith is, then there's a sense of hopelessness. But in my travels in life, I've come to find out the inside nucleus or the common denominator when it comes to faith, and that's hope. You got to have hope that you're going to get through it or that you can get through it. You got to have hope. Now, if everybody around you is of a negative mindset and there's still a window or opportunity for you to talk to somebody with some common sense, you got to push yourself in that direction and find that source. Because if you stay in the realm of which you're in a negative situation, and that's being around other negative people and other negative circumstances, then you're feeding the negative, and you'll never be able to push out of that bag. If there's a person of age or somebody that you respect that's living life right, you got to make your way to that person and come down off your high horse a little bit and say, look, I got a problem, and I wonder if I can borrow a few minutes of your time to talk about it. I don't know anybody on this earth who would say no to you. So, parents. Mom, I'm always going to go back to the parents because this old guy, you know, you got to believe that he lived his years. He probably retired from his job. He probably enjoyed his pension. He probably was enjoying retirement and all of that. And for his life to come to an end such as that. But we always have to know that God knows the beginning and the end of all our stories. And that's why it's so important that we hold him close and dear. Because I believe that if I hold him close and dear, that he will speak to me intuitively. Don't go out today. Once you go and buy a can of soda at that store, those few minutes might save me a circumstance when I come and go around the corner. So we got to learn how to listen. We got to learn to follow our intuitive mind, because that's one of the other senses that I think we don't pay enough mind to. I stay at the house. I'm glad that I got a wife and a family, and I'm glad that I have a place to be. One of my outlets on a Sunday evening is to tune into your show. And that's one of my pastimes. So I've learned to be content with the simpler things in life. And I praise God for that. I used to not be of that nature. But he allowed me to go and do whatever I wanted to do. And I remember before I came in the last time, I ran into a store and stole a six-pack of beer. Something that's totally out of my nature. Stole a six-pack of beer and ran out. And the Holy Spirit and myself had a talk. And the Holy Spirit said to me, you know you're on your way to prison, don't you? You have really crossed the line. And your next stop is prison. And at that point, James DeShay, I got to tell you, when I went back to rehab the next time, I was vowed to get it right. I was afraid to come out of rehab. I was afraid to come out. I stayed in there 10 months. It was a three-month program. I stayed in there 10 months. I was afraid to come out. So praise be to God. I got my life together, but I keep my past right where I can always see it. And that reminds me where I came from. So we have to just go through it. Sure.
Dee, every time I hear you tell that story, and I'm so happy that our audience has an opportunity to hear it, and it is that I am just committed to letting people know that there are hurdles they can get over. Because when they resort to what this man resorted to and what the other individual resorted to last week when he killed his estranged wife, you take away any chance to overcome and to reach the happiness and joy that we all deserve. And I'm telling you, I'm in peace with my life. I'm in peace with who I am. But I look forward to the day when I can hold somebody's hand who will smile in my face and bring me the joy of love. But you cannot allow people to say, hey, look, I no longer love you. I want to go in a different direction. You can't allow people telling you that to make just throw you so off kilter that you would destroy your life by wanting to die or wanting to kill people. We see too much tragedy in our world associated with drugs and associated with love. Love is not evil. If you love me, then don't kill me. See, that's how deranged your love and your passion is if your love and your passion for someone will allow you to kill them or kill in the name of that person, then there's something totally wrong with your love. And we need to seek out and find a way to just inundate the airways with telling people love yourself and love God and seek Him so that you can avoid these ugly situations. Kathy, and I know that you are committed to God and you show it to us 24/7, but, you know, it is just so heartbreaking when humans allow the devil to just completely take control of their lives.
Yes, 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 and yes. You know what, James? I think sometimes even as a believer, you know, you get in those places where you get mean, where you get ornery, where you get evil, but then because of who you are, you have to bring yourself back. Like we had talked about a couple of months ago about sometimes you got to stop and think before you react, because you'll do things that you really don't want to do, even as a believer, you know. So I know for me, I have to pray for a covering, that the Lord holds my tongue, that He just keeps me and let me recognize what's going on, because it's easy to go outside of the house and go into the world with other people, and other people try to take you to places that you don't want to go. So I'm saying that to say, for someone that does not believe, you know, that does not have a covering around them, that does not pray, and that's just out there, that's an attack of the enemy. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So he wants nothing other than to kill and to make this day right here, the day that we call the resurrection day, the day that God got up out the grave and resurrected for us. He wants to make this day a sad day for the people, but he's a liar. This still is a joyous day. This still is a great day. This still is a good day, because we are still here to make a difference, to try to help somebody else that may be going through something like that. So each one of us need to take it upon ourselves, if we know someone, you know, going through something, if we've even heard of something, you know, we need to try to see how we can help. What is it that we can do to change that situation so it won't come to what has just happened today, you know? So it's up to us as individuals, because we all know someone or have heard of something that didn't seem right or didn't set right, where you say, wow, you know, maybe they should leave that person, or maybe they should stop talking to that person, you know? And so that's when we need to get involved. We need to ask for wisdom, that the Lord would give us wisdom on how to approach those situations. And then we need to go forth or ask for counseling, call a pastor or contact a police officer, ask them, you know, in these type of events, what should we do? You know, if I know someone that's going through this, what should I tell them? What, you know, because if we don't, we're going to continue to see things like this happen, and then there's going to be depression. People are going to be depressed, and like you said, copycat, or somebody's going to try to copy that. But you know what? We have to pray. We have to pray. That it goes back to pray without ceasing. We have to pray. We have to pray that the enemy is dismantled, his attacks does not go forth, that every scheme that he has is broken in the name of Jesus. We just have to pray. Prayer, people, you have to pray.
Regina, I see you're on the line. We're talking about, you know, technology and how, we've taken advantage of it to become closer, even when we're great distances apart. But people are using the same technology to display their evil, despicable deeds, and out there just trying to wreak havoc in humanity. Here we recently had a man kill his estranged wife at an elementary school and shoot two students, one dying and one trying to get better. And not even a week later, we got a man who, in the name of a woman, went out and killed an elderly man that he just saw walking down the street on Facebook Live. And, you know, we're just dealing with how do we get to these people and tell them that they should not add innocent people to their darkness, that they have to find a way to see the light without doing despicable, harmful things. And now we're dealing with this Facebook Live and a murder on Facebook right for everybody to see it. But what are your thoughts, and have you seen the video?
No, I haven't seen the video, and I honestly didn't even look for the video. I have enough going on with me in that I don't want to ensue any more of that darkness. I don't, you know, it can only get so dark. But I'm understanding that that person was a mental health counselor at some children's facility. And I think the man who was killed, I don't know why I'm thinking there was some sort of family relationship there somehow.
No, this was just an innocent man walking down the street, but this man, I don't know what the relationship was of the man, of the woman. He had the man say the woman's name, and the man said, I don't know who that woman is. And shortly after he said he didn't know who the woman is, the man shot him in the head. And he said on his Facebook Live, Joy, this is because of you.
Oh,
so
wow.
this was a man just walking down the street.
Uh-huh.
He chose to stop because he saw the man walking down the street, and he said, you know, Joy, I'm doing this because of you. And he walked out and started talking to the man, and consequently, very shortly after stopping the man in conversation, he shot him in the head and got back into his car and continued the Facebook Live. And they took the page down at this point.
Okay. Well, what I would like to say and implore is that people take, we need to take things seriously. We need to, when someone is seemingly in a bad place, we need to talk to these people. You know, I've had two incidences where one fellow was, he was seriously asking, Ms. Williams, where do I find a good woman? How do I find a good woman? And, you know, he was just in a particular place in his life. And, you know, while his guy friends and all, they were in their 30s, they were trying to laugh it off and stuff. He was serious. And it turned out that we had a really, really good conversation about that. I had the opportunity to talk to some children, tell them about choice. They were making a bad choice. Choice and think. Y'all, it was at least 9 African-American boys, middle school and 5th grade. They were doing some horrible things. Had a chance to talk to them. Even with all that I'm going through, we've got to take ourselves out and give the knowledge that we have to others. Because we don't want them to get into such a situation that they're not able to come out from where they are. We've got to take these things seriously. The lady in California, she was going through a bad situation. Somebody in that school knew it. But nobody wanted to dare broach the situation. A young lady I'm working with now, 2 children. She's abused, but she's very harsh on them. I had to show her what beauty looks like by planting some flowers and giving them to them, her, and letting them sit out on her porch. And a sun catcher. This is what beauty looks like. We've got to be our brothers and our sisters' keepers. We can't worry about being snitches. We've got to be mandatory reporters. Because somebody knew this man was about to slip.
Well, he was in a fraternity, and his brothers had a press conference, and they said they didn't know what he was going through, but they do feel like they need to be more aware of what is going on in the lives of their brothers so that they can help them through these rough times. And you're right, we have to reach out to people who are suffering so that they don't make these errors in judgment. And it just seems that this guy was in a place that nobody should be, where he wanted to do such an evil, despicable thing so that his girlfriend's name would be forever so associated with his evil, despicable behavior.
And isn't that an oxymoron? What was the girl's name? What did he tell? He said, who that was for you?
I was only able to find the video once, but I think the young lady's name was Joy.
I can't be for sure. Isn't that something? Joy?
I can't be for sure, but I think that was the name. It was mentioned several times throughout the video. He was making everything that was happening, he was trying to make it her fault.
Well, I can understand I understand that part, but her name, Joy, what he did was not Joy. It was not
Joy.
Well,
we're going to take another break. We're going to take another break and come right back, continue our conversation.
I want every worshiper in the house standing now. It's been a few years. Just when the devil said it was over, God said he was going to get some glory out of it.
For your goodness and your glory,
all the joy inside your story.
Inside your story. Oh, how we worship you. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Victim of the shooting was 78 years of age, and he was, again, just walking down the street, minding his own business, when he became accosted by Steve Stevens, and asked a question, after which a gun was pulled and the man was shot dead in broad daylight. And we're just talking about what is what Regina has brought to the table, our obligation to be our brother's keeper and to intervene when we're given the opportunity to try to help people through what can be considered some tough times. And we always have to be prepared to tell people about the love of Christ and about this special occasion that we were living in today. So, Kathy, we are our brother's keepers, aren't we? We do have a obligation to people outside of ourselves.
Yes, we actually do. I was just working on a project about Am I My Sister's Keeper, which deals with sex trafficking. So that is right on to what Regina said. We have to get involved. You know, we are actually held accountable if we don't get involved. And then we will sit around and say, why? I wonder why that happened. Oh, wow, why did that happen? Because we're not getting involved. We have to get involved as a community, as a people. We have to get involved. We have to go out and show, you know, ourselves to be responsible, to be able to help these people. If we don't show ourselves friendly to other people, then people are not going to say what they're going through. Like, I don't know if it was you or Regina that said that somebody at that school knew something was going on, but they didn't get involved. So I'm sure they're dealing with something right now, saying that if I would have, could have, should have. But then we should not have to say that if we actually get involved with what's going on to try to help and stop those type of actions from going on. But then I think about what the Word of God says. It says, no one knows the day nor hour. So we don't know when our day is going to come. We don't know when our time is going to be up. We don't know how it's going to happen. But it is going to happen, and it's an unfortunate thing for this elderly man that this happened to him this way. My prayer is that he knew the Lord Jesus Christ, and that when he left here, you know, he had a relationship so that he would be okay.
Dee, you know, you do a service, and it is so many people like yourself, once they have survived their fight with drugs and gone through rehab, actually keep it quiet because they feel ashamed. But being ashamed and being quiet doesn't serve the community because you clearly let people know that there is a tomorrow through addiction. And so in that, you are being your brother's keeper by allowing your story to be told.
Well, thank you, James. I appreciate the acknowledgement and that fact, but I can't go any further without saying it was not of my doing. It's by the grace of God that I'm able to sit here and tell you that story. But in that, I want to give props to Miss Kathy, Miss Regina, and the ladies of the Fabulous Fantastic Four. You ladies are something to be uplifted because you all are involved. You all don't just talk the talk. You all get involved, and you all are to be commended for that. And I really, as a man, I appreciate your efforts in trying to do so. I do want to echo the sentiments of Miss Regina, because look, the other side, and I don't know the demographics of your audience, James, but the other side is betting on that we don't care enough to be our brother's keeper. They're betting that, like days of old, we're still like crabs in a basket, where we don't want to see each other get ahead, and we don't want to take the time to go to our brothers and sisters and be concerned with any situation that may have. But I'm here to tell you that that's where the fight is. When you, James, when you say it to me that I come on the air and tell the story about my life and my rehab addiction, my addiction and my rehab to find recovery, that's where the fight is. The fight ain't necessarily in the church all the time. The fight is out in the street for the people who don't know how to get to the church. They don't have the hope. They don't have enough hope to even go and approach the doors of the church. They think that is for people who have clothes enough to dress up. So don't nobody, if nobody pays them any attention, then they will get swallowed up and fall between the cracks again. Look, my quest is that I am a byproduct of the 60s. And with the death of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and with no one to pick up the baton and to lead us to greatness like he was aiming to do, we as a people fell through the cracks. And so my quest is not to ever let that happen again, even on a smaller scale, which is meet one, teach one. And teach one well enough to where he want to meet somebody and teach somebody also. And that's my quest. And God had given me another opportunity in life to do that. And by his grace, I won't waste it. Thank you, James.
It is so amazing to me that we have to uplift each other while taking our steps daily to get involved in the lives of people and try to make a difference. We cannot be happy with just our own survival, because our own survival is limited. Greatness and legacy is found in reaching beyond oneself and encouraging the lives of others. And we can't get bogged down in how hard it is. We have to be willing to fight through the difficulty of getting people to see the world or see the solution as we view it. And so, Kathy, I understand and appreciate the daily battle that you have with us to stay on the positive road and be able to walk every day and recognize that your job or your journey is to let people know where you've come from and where you're going and how happy you are in the life that you're living because of the role that you've chosen. And I truly appreciate you that for that, Kathy, because you helped me to not get bogged down in the sad part of the world and its existence. So it's hard to know why you are so committed to your journey and why you see so fit not to allow yourself to stray away from what is your legacy.
You know, James, I choose today to be happy. There was a time in my life where I was sad, but I was sad because I was doing everything that was wrong. I was doing everything against the grain. I was the rebellious one, as what do they call it? I was a black sheep, rebellious, doing everything my way, but nothing came out of that. So when I decided and I told the Lord, I said, you know, I all these years I've been running hard for the devil. I was doing everything that I wanted to do, smoke like I'm like D a little bit, smoking weed, doing this, drinking out there, hanging out, just doing gangbang, everything, almost everything under the sun. I've done it as far as, you know, on the other side. So I told the Lord, I said, if you give me the opportunity to run for you and to love, to laugh, to spread joy and hope and encourage people, I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. And that's all I'm doing is what he has called me to do, which is to say that there is hope, because there is hope. To say that you have to be joyous, because you can be in a whole nother situation. You know, we're not in prison, but we are in prison because you imprison yourself. There are people that are in prison that are more happier than people that are outside of the prison because of the joy that they have on the inside of them. So we are living outside of the prison, but still in prison in our minds and in our hearts. No way. I'm free, and I'm flying in my mind just like the birds that are outside flying, and I'm happy, and I want to give happiness. I want what I have to overflow on every person that I meet, every person I encounter. So whenever I leave this world, the Lord will say, well done, my good and faithful servant, you know, because I could do other things, but I'm not going to do it anymore. I choose to be happy. I choose to love. It's a choice, and everybody can choose love, joy, peace, and happiness. Oh, don't get me wrong. There are days when I get in the corner and I cry and I say, Lord, you got to show me what to do. You got to help me. And then he'll let me get my little cry on, but then he'll pick me up and say, okay, now get back out there and do what I told you to do. And so I got to brush myself off and keep on, because everything is not going to go my way. But most of the time, it goes the way God wants it to go. So when it does that, I am happy. I am happy. I am happy.
And that's the kind of thing we need to spread to other people, letting them know that, you know, joy, I know one of the things is, you know, joy coming in the morning. And a lot of times these people just believe that they're going to forever be in darkness, and they have to know that the light is going to come in the morning. And you got to just fight through it and not damage your world or your existence so much that you can't receive the solution. You know, I heard somebody say suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. These people have temporary problems, but they want to believe that these problems are going to be forever. And that's why they make these bad decisions. You have to live through your disappointments. You have to live through your obstacles, live through your hardships, and so that you can see there'll be joy in the morning. We're going to take a final break, and we're going to come back and let everyone have their last word.
This is but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yeah. And I know he's evil. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing my feet for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To be what I have known.
Come on, you say, this is my season for grace. For what else? For favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church, everything is working. Don't feel good, but it's working
for my good.
Say it again, y'all. Everything is working. Say this tonight, real simple, say, it's good, it's good, it's good.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. What is your final thought for today, D?
My final thought is, it's time to give a hoot and get involved. See if you can brighten up somebody else's day. See if you can find out how another person is living. Maybe you can offer them some good advice.
You're right, G. We do have to learn to give a hoot, to care, and to want to make a difference in the lives of those around us. Kathy, what is your final thought for today?
Oh, wow, that was one of my favorite songs right there. So I'm going to use a couple of those lyrics. I'm not perfect. We're not perfect. But if you be faithful, God will show you. God will guide you. God will direct you. It's not about being perfect, because there is no perfect person, people. But you can be faithful. If you be faithful over little things, he'll make you faithful over much more. So just learn to trust what your heart is saying and go forth.
All right. Guys, I want to just encourage you all to call into the show, 657-383-0309. Let your voice be heard. We need you to speak out and speak up so that we can move forward as we look to find the solutions that are needed, not only now, but in the future. We need you to be a part of this radio show. We're on 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 o'clock West Coast Time, Saturdays and Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and 5 o'clock West Coast Time. Call in to the show and let your voice be heard loud and clear. This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections. And we want you to be a part of this new platform so that people, we can discuss the things that are important to us. See you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.